Slow train to Switzerland. One tour, two trips, 150 years, and a world of change apart. By Dickon Bewes.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For my parents, Jenny and David, who started me off on this journey. Forward. Change is a funny thing to try to assess. Often it passes by without being noticed. But equally often it hits you in the face when you least expect it. And what can be hardest is getting enough distance from events to look back and see what actually happened. Fortunately, fate sometimes plays a helping hand, giving you the chance to see into a world or time other than your own. In my case, fate came in the form of a long-forgotten travel journal that was but a footnote in some English guidebooks on Switzerland. And that is exactly where I discovered the journal while researching my first book 4 years ago. It didn't take long to track down a copy online in a second-hand bookshop in Amsterdam, of all places. A few days and some euros later, a small package arrived in my postbox. Inside, a little hardback book, 126 pages long, its sky-blue dust jacket decorated with Edelweiss. Not the original, of course, but an edition printed 50 years ago for the centenary of a landmark tour, one that would change a country and launch a new form of leisure activity into the world. This was a trip where women in huge dresses hiked across glaciers, where trains were a slow but exciting novelty.